Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. September 16th, Morning. Partakers of the Divine Nature. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. Partakers of the divine nature do not become God. The essence of deity is not participated in by the creature. A gulf is fixed between the intrinsic nature of the creature and the creator. The first man, Adam, was made in the image of God. We, by the renewal of the Holy Spirit, are in a diviner sense made in the image of the Most High and are partakers of the divine nature. We are, by grace, made like God. God is love, 1 John 4, 8. We become love. Everyone who loves is born of God, 1 John 4, 7. God is truth, Psalm 31, 5. We become truth, and we love what is true. The Lord is good, Psalm 100, 5. He makes us good by His grace, and we become the pure in heart who shall see God, Matthew 5, 8. We become partakers of the divine nature in a high sense, in as lofty a sense as can be conceived, short of our being absolutely divine. Do we become members of the body of the divine person of Christ? Yes. The same blood that flows in the head flows in the hand. The same life that quickens Christ quickens His people. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God, says Colossians 3:3. As if this were not enough, we are married to Christ, Revelation 19:7. He has betrothed us in righteousness and faithfulness, and we are joined to the Lord in one spirit. Marvelous mystery. Who can understand it? One with Jesus. We are one with Him as the branch is one with the vine. We are a part of the Lord, our Savior and Redeemer. While we rejoice in this, remember, those who are made partakers of the divine nature will manifest their high and holy relationship in their association with others. It will be evident from their daily walk and conversation that they have escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 1, 4. Oh, for more divine holiness of life. September 16th, Evening. The Faithful Sea. Am I a sea or a sea serpent that you set a guard over me? Job chapter 7, verse 12. This was a strange question for Job to ask the Lord. Job felt too insignificant to be so strictly watched and chastened. He hoped that he was not so unruly as to need such restraining. Yet this inquiry was natural enough from one surrounded with such insupportable miseries. It is true that we are not the sea, but we are even more troublesome and unruly. The sea obediently respects its boundary, and though that is only a belt of sand, it does not leap over the limit. Jeremiah 5, 22 and 23. Mighty as the ocean is, it hears and respects the divine command, even while raging with tempest. Self-will, however, defies heaven and oppresses earth with its rebellious rage. The sea, obedient to the moon, ebbs and flows in both passive and active obedience with ceaseless regularity. We, however, are restless beyond our sphere. We sleep when duty calls and are indolent when we should be active. We will neither come nor go at the divine command. We prefer to do what we should not and leave undone that which is required. Every drop in the ocean, every beaded bubble, every yeasty foam flake, every shell and every pebble feels the power of law and yields or moves at once. Oh, that our nature were but 1,000th part as much conformed to the will of God. We call the sea fickle and false, but how unchangeable it is. Since our fathers' days and the time long before them, the sea is where it was, beating on the same cliffs to the same tune. We know where to find it. It does not forsake its bed, and its ceaseless boom does not change. But where is vain, fickle humanity? Can we guess what folly will next seduce us from obedience? We need more watching than the billowy sea, because we are far more rebellious. Lord, rule us for your own glory. Amen.